Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, April 11th. Happy, Missions Monday. Sorry, lost my mind there for a second. I'm reading from the New International Version. We're picking up in Exodus today, Exodus 18, and Jethro is still on the scene. Like that rhyme. Then we're in Psalm 110 today, and according to one of my favorite professors from Beeson, this is the most frequently cited psalm in the Old Testament. I can't wait to talk to you a little bit about Dr. Ross's commentary on this one. And then in Romans today, we're in Romans chapter 7, verses 1 through 6, and there's a comparison between the law and life under the law and life under Christ. Exodus chapter 18, beginning in verse 13. The next day, Moses took his seat to serve as judge for the people, and they stood around him from morning till evening. When his father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he said, "What is this you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge, while all these people stand around you from morning till evening?" Moses answered him, "Because the people come to me to seek God's will. Whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and instructions." Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good. You and those people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice, and may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to him. Teach them his decrees and instructions, and show them the way they are to live and how they are to behave. But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult case to you. The simple cases they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter because they will share in it with you. If you do this, and God so commands, you will be able to stand the strain, and all those people will go home satisfied." Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. He chose capable men from all Israel and made them leaders of the people, officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. They served as judges for the people at all times. The difficult cases they brought to Moses, but the simple ones they decided themselves. Then Moses sent his father-in-law on his way, and Jethro returned to his own country. Okay, I'm going to turn over now to Psalm 110, and I'm also going to get out my commentary notes from Dr. Alan Ross. Just going to read a couple of these to you. He says that Psalm 110 is one of the most fascinating psalms in the entire collection. As I mentioned earlier, this passage is the most frequently cited psalm in the New Testament. He also notes that ultimately the psalm's prophetic message is what matters. I quote, "This Psalm 110, however, finds its fulfillment not in Jesus' first advent, but in his exaltation to glory and his second advent to the earth." I'm going to go ahead and read some of his conclusion statements too, just to prep us for this psalm and what to be listening for. He says, "This marvelous psalm is a prophecy to the coming victory of Jesus the Messiah over the world and all its wickedness. It declares that he has been exalted to the right hand of the Father, and that he will again come into the world to establish his dominion over it, and that he will put down all his enemies with a sudden and final blow. But he will be much more than a king. He will be a high priest in the kingdom, so that his followers will be sanctified and ready to worship and serve him. And so may we have hope and comfort as believers in Jesus Christ, who was prophesied many, many years before he came, that he has come once and that he is coming again. Psalm 110 of David, a psalm. The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion, saying, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your troops will be willing on your day of battle. Arrayed in holy splendor, your young men will come to you like dew from the morning's womb. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the whole earth. He will drink from a brook along the way, and so he will lift his head high. And now let's turn over to the book of Romans. The title of my Bible in Romans chapter 7, verses 1 through 6 says this, released from the law, bound to Christ. Do you not know, brothers and sisters, for I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law has authority over someone only as long as that person lives? For example, by law, a married woman is bound to her husband as long as he is alive. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law that binds her to him. So then, if she has sexual relations with another man while her husband is still alive, she is called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law and is not an adulteress if she marries another man. So, my brothers and sisters, you also died to the law through the body of Christ, that you might belong to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God. For when we were in the realm of the flesh, the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in us, so that we bore fruit for death. But now, by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law, so that we serve in a new way of the Spirit, and not in the old way of the written code. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. As I mentioned earlier, today is Missions Monday, and so we want to highlight our mission partners over at Grace House. Did you know that there are over 2,500 Alabama girls in foster care every year? And for over 25 years, Grace House has provided stable Christian homes for Alabama girls in foster care in a residential campus over in Fairfield. I actually was able to go to Grace House in our service day in October. They have a wonderful ministry there, and they have some prayer requests that I'm just going to incorporate as we pray together. If you want more information on how you can get connected with Grace House, one of our members, Susan Waldrop, is on the missions committee and she can help you get involved. Will you pray with me? Father, we're reminded in your word that we are not able to do things on our own. Just as Moses needed people around him, so you have provided around us a community of people to encourage us and to do the work of ministry. We thank you for your word, which instructs us, help us to learn from it and obey. We thank you for the psalm, which reminds us that Jesus is seated right now at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. He's at your right hand, Lord, and he's coming again to pursue us and to make all things new. We pray, Lord, for those in our midst who are suffering and sick today. We pray, Lord, for those who are in foster care, specifically Grace House. We just ask, Lord, and that the girls there would feel safe and loved, and that they would receive salvation, and that the staff would understand God's care for them as well, and for their director, Pamela, to walk in wisdom. We pray for favor that they would acquire some more properties in their area and be able to use those properties to house more ladies. We pray, Lord, that you would give us a vision for caring for the widows and the orphans. Lord, we've made it all the way in the alphabet to W today. We pray for those in our midst whose names start with W. We ask, Lord, your watch care on them. We pray, Lord, that you would give them a heart to serve you. We pray that you would give them Sabbath rest. You would help them to honor you and others. And Lord, we just ask ultimately for the entire family that is Mountain Brook Baptist and our larger Christian church, whatever church you might be a part of. And we just ask, Lord, for your blessings on us. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.